Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 30th, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The December 16th, 2014 paycheck was the last one we will receive for 2014. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Friday, January 2nd, 2015. As a final reminder, 2014 uniform points expire December 31st, 2014, and do not roll over for use in the following 2015 calendar year. In order to get full use from your annual uniform point allocation, orders must be submitted before the following deadlines. Telephone orders must be placed by 1500 hours Central Standard Time on December 31st, 2014. Online orders must be placed by 2359 Central Standard Time on December 31st, 2014 via the CINTAS website. A link is provided in the Useful Websites section of our website at unitedafa.org. Be sure to utilize all your full 2014 uniform point allocation. We encourage you to place these orders early to avoid running the risk of forgetting to do so during the busy holiday season. As a reminder, United is offering again this year Working Crew Holiday Buddy Travel. Flight attendants who are working crew members have the ability to travel with up to two people using buddy passes who will travel at the flight attendant's personal pass classification. This applies to both domestic and international travel and is available beginning December 18, 2014 and ending on or before midnight January 5, 2015. For more information, visit our website. As a reminder, to ensure that you have been properly credited for any holiday pay you are due, you are encouraged to verify your DFAT in Unimatic after you have either completed your ID or sat on reserve during one of our contractually paid holidays. A flight attendant on ready reserve status, including call-in ready reserves, who are not given an assignment on the holiday, will receive holiday pay for the value of the reserve day, 4 hours and 27 minutes in a 30-day month, or 4 hours and 13 minutes in a 31-day month. Flight attendants on ready reserve status receive the greater or the daily reserve rate or the holiday pay associated with the ID to which it was assigned. Flight attendants on call-in reserve status may be released from duty on a holiday and, if released, will not receive any holiday pay. The holiday pay cert code is 061. If you feel there is an error and you should have received holiday pay and you did not, contact United Payroll via the Flight Attendant Support System team. We have provided a comprehensive article on our holiday contractual holiday pay as it is applied for both line holders and reserves. It is available on our website. We are all concerned with reports that AirAsia Flight 8501 flying from the Indonesian city of Surabaya to Singapore lost contact with Indonesian air traffic control early Sunday in Southeast Asia. According to the airline, the Airbus A320-200 was carrying 162 people, 155 passengers, 137 adults, 17 children and one infant, two pilots, four cabin crew, and one engineer. As we wait for answers to the many questions surrounding this incident, we hold the crew, passengers, and their families in our hearts and minds. News of an airline irregularity or tragedy, regardless of the airline or country involved, can trigger powerful emotions for those working in the aviation industry. As details unfold, our emotional connections are likely to deepen. Remember, your AFA EAP rep is available to help any member with their thoughts and reactions to this incident. You can find your local AFA EAP committee members at www.afacwa.org or by calling the EAP International Helpline at 800-424-2406. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.